Got it.
Isn't that nice to know?
Thank you.
So some have said, well, then everything is a mirror. What comes to me is a mirror version of that which I am. And we say, not a mirror version of that which you are, a mirror version of the dominant active vibration within you. What this conversation really is about is, how do I, in my physical human form, manage to bring myself into vibrational alignment with the whole of me? The whole of me. That's really what we hear you asking. How can I? So let's say that I want to be a reverend of a church. And let's say that I believe that there are things of right doing and things of wrong doing. And I believe that it is my responsibility to bring this congregation of people that I love to the gates of heaven, to the chorus of angels, that I believe that there are angels and devils. And I care about these people. And I want to bring them to the place where the angels are singing, not where the devils are stoking coal. I've read that story, you say. I've heard about heaven and hell, and I care about these people. And so I look out amongst them, and I see that there are some that are sinners by the standards of that which have been written. And I can see that they are not keeping the rules. And I care about them keeping the rules because I care about their well-being. And the more I see them not keeping the rules, the worse I feel. And the worse I feel, the more I read and the more I write. And the more I make rules about the things that they need to do so that they can feel better. And in all of that, there is a spiraling, spiraling, spiraling out of vibrational alignment with who you are, because you cannot, in this environment of attraction, in this environment of inclusion, where there is no exclusion, you cannot look at that which you are not wanting to experience without activating in your vibration and then surrounding yourself by more of it. And we think that that is a maybe simplistic, but a pretty accurate description of so much that goes on in so much that is organized religion. There is nothing wrong with religion, and there is nothing wrong with getting together, and there is nothing wrong with contrast. But when you speak love and feel hate, you are out of vibrational alignment with who you are. When you feel love and speak love, you are in vibrational alignment with who you are. Anything that could be considered what you're describing or trying to tease us with about a fallen angel, mm-hmm. all that could be is someone in human form who has, for whatever reason, fixated on something that is holding them temporarily outside of this vortex of well-being and expansion. Are you beginning to realize that this is who you are, and anything outside of that doesn't feel good? And can you feel that so many of the descriptions that you hear from the world are being offered from those who are, for whatever reason, very well-meaning, but outside of being who they are really wanting to be? In other words, when you are in vibrational alignment with the source within you, everything that radiates from you represents that, you see. We would not, if we could, and we can't, but we wouldn't, we would not for a moment insist that anything that anyone says about anything is wrong. Because in all of that fervor and in all of that clamoring and in all of that preaching and in all of that demanding and in all of that pointing the right path and in all of that condemning of the wrong path, in all of that is powerful step one-ing going on, is powerful sifting through contrast, and is powerful expanding. And we've got to say to you, we don't know of anyone on the planet that is expanding more rapidly than those that you are speaking of, who have this powerful desire for goodness and a belief that they cannot get everyone to go there. In other words, there is a powerful tension that is taking place within them. There is a powerful drama that has taken place. It's almost reached world stage. There is a fervor of people who are wanting to separate the world, who are wanting to pronounce the right ones and the wrong ones, who are wanting to rid the world of what's gone wrong, who are reaching for this powerful becoming. And we're wanting you to understand, this is the time of awakening, but it's not happening in the way that they are thinking it. It's an individual thing. It's an individual meltdown that's taking place within them. It's not a worldwide meltdown. At the same time that so many are coming into alignment with who they are